Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am uber excited. This is the final installment of my Foresight is 2020 series, looking ahead to 2020, and we have a great guest today. Her name is Karen Kimsey Sword, and she is a leadership expert, and we had a conversation. I thought it'd be really good to focus on what leadership development looks like in 2020. So, Karen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And what I like to do is let people know about you, where you came from, your origin story. So when you were a kid, you dreamed about being a school teacher, but now you're actually out there teaching people how to become great leaders. How did that kind of transpire?
Absolutely. I spent the first few years of my career in selling pharmaceuticals and then the marketing area. And I knew one thing. I knew that I wanted to make sure no matter what I did, that I was helping other people, that I was really connecting to other people and kind of fulfilling that, if you want to call it, that mission. So as I started working with companies over the years, working with leaders, helping companies create successful cultures, successful sales cultures, I noticed a lot of, the impact of leaders and leadership in organizations. And not only just at an organizational level, even at an employee level, were the really good ones, the differences they could make, not only on the overall organization, but the day-to-day, and also the impact, the deadly impact that a really poor leader can make. And I think also in my experiences, I've had a couple of really good leaders that I think have actually helped me set myself up for success. And also I've learned some ones that weren't so good. And I love to share all the different ways of how we can continue to improve our leadership.
Awesome. So I think the first thing we have to do is, leadership is a kind of an ambiguous term. We always think leader is General Patton standing there going, okay, troops, charge, that kind of thing. But leadership is so much more than that. Can you give me kind of your, big picture view of what leadership is and means?
To me, leadership is all about, it's taking people to places they wouldn't go on their own. And it's also creating other people to lead, helping them see where they can also lead and make a difference. And I believe that true leaders don't just create followers. True leaders create more leaders.
I love that. And it's true. It's very true. So, somebody like me who's a solopreneur, there's different levels of leadership. Obviously, I've worked for major corporations, Arthur Andersen, for AT&T. I mean, leadership there was a VP in the house, and there were tons of VPs all over the place. Those were the leaders. But even as a solopreneur, small business owner, there's still a need for leadership. Like, for example, I've got teams of people that I work with. I have to be a good leader even for my virtual assistants, my virtual employees, my clients I need to be a good leader for. Is that kind of a concept that we need to think about?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting because, when I go into organizations, a lot of times I'll speak with people even that are like at a kind of mid-levels. And they'll always point to, well, those people up there, those leaders up there. I'm like, well, let's take a look around the room. And I'd say, how many people are leader here? And you'd get a couple people that would be, that would raise their hands. And I'd say, we're all leaders. Doesn't matter if you have someone that actually reports to you. We all have a personal leadership responsibility as we are dealing and working with people every day.
And I agree. I mean, and leadership, when I was at AT&T, one of the things that I had to do as a video producer, and I actually had to talk about what motivates people, how to motivate employees. And, the common theme at the time was, you know, give them a good work environment, pay them more money, give them good benefits and all that other stuff. But when I went around asking people specifically what they wanted, the one thing I heard time and time and time again was, I just want a pat on the back and a thank you. And so to me, leadership is really understanding how to work with a wide range of people, because I've seen sales teams, for example, where you got somebody in their 20s and somebody in their 60s, and their mindsets are completely different. How do you take, you know, a wide variety of people like that and get them all on the same page, but still make them feel individual? That just seems tough to me.
Well, it's interesting. I think you can start with, if you want to talk about it, you mentioned a little bit, it's called emotions. And I know a lot of times when you mention the word emotions, leadership in business, people are like, ooh, wait a minute. You know, they want to kind of stay away from that. But, you know, Dale Carnegie conducted research, and we really wanted to take a look at kind of some of the underlying drivers. You know, we talk a lot about employee engagement, and we talk about different generations and all that. But in this study, we found that it doesn't really matter as far as what generation you're from. There are really some key drivers, key emotions that people that they want, and it really does drive employee engagement. I mean, one is valued. They want to feel they're valued. They want to feel like they're recognized, and as you mentioned, sincerely appreciated. Two is they want to feel confident, and they want to feel confident that when they believe that they're set up for success. And they've got the support of the leaders in the organization. I think too many times people don't feel that because of the lack of connection. And that comes to the next piece. It's a connected piece. People want to feel connected. They want to feel connected with their employee, the relationships with their other employees. That direct manager connection is so critical. These are the people that they come in with and work with on a day-to-day basis. So they want to feel like that they have that connectedness in the work environment. And whether that's virtual or not, they want to have that feeling. And then last is they want to feel empowered. They want to feel like that they're part of something bigger than themselves. And they want to feel like that they're being listened to and that they actually have the flexibility that they can achieve results within their role, that they can actually do something and it's not like being micromanaged, if you will. And these are some common themes that we heard from people worldwide.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the term born leader so many times. People think that people are born into leadership, but I'm guessing you would probably say that's not necessarily true, right?
There are some people that might gravitate toward being better leaders intuitively, but I think in general, many of us have to learn and understand leadership. And understand some of the key drivers that really motivate people.
So one of the things that I've seen when I was working in corporate environments is people that were thrust upon leadership. I remember one of my bosses left and they took a guy who was a photographer and threw him in and made him run the organization. And he was a nice guy, but he just didn't have skills. It's the only way to describe it. He didn't have people skills. He didn't have organizational skills. What are the core things that you think a leader needs to have in their arsenal in order to be effective?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I'm hearing this more and more, by the way, with the lowest unemployment rates in over 50 years, a lot of companies are saying, you know, we have people that we just have to thrust into leadership roles. Mm-hmm. And many times they're technical people, right? They have these awesome technical skills. Then they get to that next level of management. And you're right, there's a struggle there. And one of the things that we talk with people about is we talk with them about, you know, every person has, like, we have our own, if you want to call it, leadership tower. And as part of that leadership tower, it really is about being a leader is taking people from A to B, right? And B is you've got to have like a vision of where you're going. You've got to say, okay, here's the end result. We know we need to get there. People need to understand that. So it doesn't matter if it's one-on-one, if we're working on a project, we need to have that alignment and those aligned goals. and where that ties into the overall company. I think also with the A to B, it's making sure that we understand as leaders that we need to help people get there. And some of the key factors in helping people get there, you know, one of the key things is trust. And you'll say, okay, yeah, people trust me. But it really, trust goes so deep. And to me, trust is both ways. First of all, it's do I keep my word? Do I say what I mean? Do I really show up every day with someone that they can say, yeah, I trust them. What they say, they mean. Because people aren't going to follow you. They're not going to do what you ask them to do if they don't trust you, or they're going to question you every part of the way. I also think as leaders, we need to make sure that people know that we trust them. I've seen too many times when you get someone that micromanages people and they question everything that they do, and they show this lack of trust, and then what happens is that erodes leadership. I think another really key piece is in leadership is we have to build relationship. And that doesn't mean, you know, oh, do you like me? It really is about making sure that we have a common ground with people, that we understand each other, and that we can and we can absolutely have a way of relating to each other. The next would be, I think, how you get that is through communication. And that is a real key building block to being a good leader. That effective communication, a lot of times that happens formal and informally. And a lot of times in organizations, you'll have the formal feedback and the formal ways of coaching. And that's great. And we need to have that. That's really important. Many times, though, it's also that informal communication. It's how do we informally touch with people and work with them? And how do we communicate with them, even if it's showing that you care to ask them? So that informal communication is so important. It really shows by connecting with people and making those intentional touches, if you will, that intentional informal communication. It shows that you care. It shows that you are that you're interested in what they're doing. You're interested in them as a person, and that you're making those connections. All of those really do tie into being an effective leader.
So that's great foundational stuff. The one thing that I want to do, though, is look forward into 2020. And, you know, we've been in the marketplace ourselves for quite a while. We've seen the evolution of the corporation and the work environment and things like that. But what are the biggest challenges facing leaders moving into 2020 that you think they need to address head on?
Well, I think one of the key things is how can we retain our top talent? It is too expensive to keep going out there and continue to getting more talent. That hiring process is it's crazy long, and then we have open gaps and we can't hire people, and then we have our existing people doing more. So in the retaining top talent, too many times people think about, they'll just focus like on the millennials or the Gen Z. Oh, we're Gen Z's and millennial. You know, in the workforce today, I mean, research shows that our baby boomers are going to continue to be a key part of it. And it's how do we engage and keep all of the different generations? How do we get them working together? How do we get the baby boomers working with the millennials and the Gen Zs and getting them to collaborate and communicate with each other and keep them all connected and keep them all aligned and working toward the organizational goals? A lot of that will lead to helping retain them.
No, that totally makes sense. And yeah, I mean, and baby boomers are going to have to work longer, and, you know, their mindset obviously is vastly different than the millennials. Millennials want more free time. Baby boomers want security. And that's the hardest thing for them is, you know, I've had people come to me and tell me, you know, I've had people say, you know, if you ever lose your job, let me know. And then the next thing they say in private, they say, dude, you're too old. You know, and that's one of the challenges I think that people face in today's environment, but it's the reality. It is, you just have to deal with it. So the final question I've got for you is training. You know, that's one of the things that you do at Dale Carnegie, but, you know, people tend to want to invest in training their staff. You know, they'll train them on software, they'll train them on a lot of different things. What is the biggest hesitation with people either training their staff or themselves on the soft skills that we need to be better professionals?
They know they need it, and we hear about it every day, but it's the doing piece. Oh my gosh, how can we take them away for a couple of days? How can we have them stop doing what they're doing at their jobs and take that time out to actually be trained? And what I always ask them then is, well, what's the impact of not doing anything? And then when they think about that, that's when we have real conversations.
And when you have those conversations, how does it go? I mean, what are the things that they are saying to you, and what are the answers that you're giving?
Okay, well, they're saying the impact of by not doing anything, by not training people, you know, and by not, especially at the leadership role, the leadership area, that's the one that I think is the most, underdeveloped area right now. I think more and more companies are just putting people in positions, you know, in leadership positions and not doing anything to really train them and setting these people up to have lackluster performance or fail. And many times when I ask them, so what happens if you don't train them? It's lack of collaboration. It's lack of innovation. It's actually their people leaving to go to other jobs because they're so frustrated. Lack of engagement, which then will lead to lack of productivity. So it really does start impacting the growth. It impacts the bottom line. It impacts the overall culture and the work environment.
Karen, this is some great advice. I think you've given, you know, some good foundational stuff, some stuff to think about, and, you know, get yourself organized, invest in yourself, and think about how you can become a better leader in 2020. I think the better leader you are, the better leaders your people are, the better success you're going to have this year. So if people wanted to follow you, learn more, connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
First of all, I would love it. I'd love to have any conversations about this. It's one of my passions. And the best place to reach me is on LinkedIn, and it's Karen Kimsey-Sword. I'll spell that for you. Karen, and then Kimsey hyphen Sward.
Awesome, Karen. Well, thanks again so much for joining us. You dropped some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. I appreciate you, your time, and your expertise. And thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.